Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I have some of your time and your thoughts. May we invite the ladies of the day, Jennifer Warner, Victoria Keelan, into your home, into your head, into your experience, so we may discuss things that are going on that are important. Thoughts. How about them? How long do you have thoughts? You ever think about your thoughts? We automatically think about things.
Is there a time limit on your thoughts?
Well, kind of a little bit of a time thing. For example, I'm still thinking about the tomato sauce that we were talking about 15 minutes ago that you soundly criticized.
Maybe the only one who brought up tomato sauce.
Well, Phil was talking. Phil is the new
person. Phil was talking about a bechamel, and he's talking about actual, like, sauces.
Phil just said, I make sauces. And Doug said, yeah. Like the kind of
tomato. And I said, like tomato sauces, and you all laughed at me. Like it was.
No, you said, like the tomato sauce that I put over fish.
Well. What's wrong with putting tomato?
I mean, I guess you could put tomato sauce on fish, Italian food, but
I don't like that at all.
I like tomato sauce on things, and I like it especially on I have plain fish, and I'll maybe have some spinach with it or some salad.
Spinach and tomato sauce? You combine those two?
Well, last night I had a piece of fish, and I bought Wegmans has a salad sort of mix that you can make as tofu, not tofu, as a wok thing. What do you call that when you use a wok?
Stir fry?
Stir fry, that's right. Yeah, okay, so there's a stir fry veggie thing, and I put the fish in with that and put some tomato sauce on it.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
Why?
Stir fry's, never mind. If you don't get it, you're
never going
to get it.
Pico de Mayo, it's not Asian Italian Pride Day.
I didn't fry it, I just cooked it in the pan with a little olive oil. This is pretty good. All right, well, anyway, that's not helping us through the day. Let me add some weight to this conversation by bringing in Jennifer Horn, who is bound. One of the things you'll find with us here, we never repeat anything. We always have new things because there are all kinds of things in our brain. And, Jennifer, you can prove that your brain is more than just hardware by giving us something to think about, something to carry through the day.
Yeah, well, this is a controversy that's brewing in my home state of California in San Francisco, where police officers have been told not to wear thin blue line flag coronavirus masks when they are on the job. The edict came down last Friday from the San Francisco police chief. His name is Bill Scott, after officers generated some controversy when they were seen wearing the masks at a May Day protest by homeless activists at an abandoned property. And the San Francisco Police Department, they say, stands for safety with respect for all, and in consideration of concerns, some community members have expressed that thin blue line symbolism on some of the officers' face masks may be perceived as divisive or disrespectful. So they've taken steps of the officers to provide neutral personal protective equipment. The thin blue line mask shall not be worn by off-duty officers.
Here? Yeah. What does this mean? I don't understand.
It's a symbol for the pro-police Blue Lives Matter movement, which is kind of a response to the Black Lives Matter. So it's a supportive, like, blue, you know, protect the law enforcement.
So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. They have a problem with that? They haven't got anything better in their lives to get than to be upset about that?
This is it's a lot more divisive than you think, Doug.
Why?
With police on black crime and brutality that happens.
Okay, I get that.
The Blue Lives Matter thing, it's...
But Blue Lives do matter, just like Black Lives Matter.
Is it from the same score as White Lives Matter, too? Is it that same?
And by the way, White Lives Matter. All lives matter.
Okay, but I'm just trying to put it into context here because I'm not familiar with Blue Lives... I'm familiar with the White Lives Matter.
Well, like Jen said, it's sort of a backlash to Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. I think it's.
I just. I.
All
here's
lives
the thing.
Matter. Period.
Police officers matter, and we only hear the stories
you
about.
Matter. I matter.
Yeah,
we
only
matter.
Hear this, right. We only hear the stories that happen when a police officer is acting badly, but how many thousands of police officers go to work every single day,
well,
putting their lives at risk, doing the right thing to protect the people, and if they want to wear a thin blue line mask when they're out there doing that, I think that's okay.
Don't you think that's changed somewhat in the culture of first responders and the COVID and
no, I think people still don't like the police officers.
Well, if you're black, you've got a lot of reasons to not like police in this country.
Yeah, but in
so.
General, it ought,
well,
it ought to be specific,
the same thing for
though,
police.
Sorry, yeah?
I mean, that's
what?
The thing. Police
what?
Shouldn't
sorry,
like criminals.
Sorry, I didn't hear what
I just said that.
But I, no, I'm talking about there are innocent people. And we know this. This happens
oh, yeah.
all the time. Innocent
right.
black men are shot and killed constantly.
There's a
and
real
they're not
problem
all criminals.
With race relations and authority in our country. There is. It just is. There's a business, if you go into the Mid-South, it's like you're back in the Civil War era, for God's sakes, with people and how they're treated. It just is, there's a sickness. We got more important things to worry about than, again, finding all the differences and underscoring them, rather than putting ourselves together, because we got a really important thing to focus on now, and that is our survival. Our physical survival, our economic survival, and all this other petty crap needs to be flushed down the toilet. You need to leave it wherever it is or has been, at least in my world. I don't want to even hear it. I don't want to know from nothing about this stuff because we have a lot more. If you're so selfish that you think this kind of thing is important, that is separating the blacks and the whites and the blues and the browns and the however, whomever, get with it. This is a dangerous world for all of us at the moment, and we need to be on the same page so that, okay, you want to have your differences afterwards? Maybe smarten up, though. That's really, is it less, just the ignorance that surrounds things like this.
I just think police officers paying tribute to the people who have fallen in the line of duty.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that at all.
I mean, don't we have bigger fish to fry than the masks that they're using to show solidarity with
each
other?
I would have thought. Yeah, I would have thought. Well, but think of the other way. There's so many people unemployed, they got nothing else to do maybe with their time, and so let's cook up some trouble on that score. Half the states, I would like to know both of your thoughts on this. There are a lot of states that are applying to the feds for funding to help themselves through what they describe as the problems of the virus, but instead a lot of states are the budgets are mishandled, are being badly operated. California and New York come to mind pretty quickly.
I don't think
California's
taken badly run.
Let's, yeah. Maybe you're right about that. I think that Cuomo is actually a pretty good governor. But I am going to focus on California.
But they are in financial trouble, I believe.
Well,
and California is
that not
is
because
in,
of the coronavirus.
Not because,
the virus.
Prior to the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
so they
the
want
problem.
To use the federal money, though, to bail them out of the problem that they've
not
created.
Not a bailout, though. I don't. You should have seen Cuomo's whole press conference yesterday. It was a very, like, down to the basic of the budget. Like, it was not, this is not a bailout. And he's talking about having money to pay for first responders and for police and fire. And this is not a bailout because, like, some program that they tried willy-nilly didn't work. And this has nothing
that.
To do
well,
with, like, a lot of
let
California
me speak
programs.
Let me speak
that they
to
want.
California. Because yes, California, California has a, okay, so California forever, for 10 years, has been showing that we're upright in our budget. What am I looking for? What's the word?
In a hole.
Surplus?
No, surplus. Thank you. We have a surplus in our budget. But what they don't count is all of the unfunded pension liability, which would put California into a terrible financial hole. And so that's been going on in the state for years. And this is always why people say it's a false sense of security in California when you look at its booming economy that every governor likes to take credit for, because it's really not. When you actually count
nonsense.
What California has, it is. It's a bunch of nonsense. So what's been happening is that don't let a good crisis go to waste. California says, well, we need money to bail ourselves out. And what they're looking at, what is happening, is that they want bailout money, not to do anything with coronavirus, but to pay off some of the unfunded pension liability that's plaguing the state.
That's what I meant, Victoria.
And they
that's
already,
right.
by the way,
specific.
Took the they already took a loan. California was the first from the federal government this week. There's a big story in the Wall Street Journal about them taking money from the federal government to help some of the financial issues that plagued the state prior to coronavirus. And that's the issue. There's lots of room to help fund states or to help bail out states that that are in trouble if it's actually going to go to the places that it needs to because of coronavirus. But the fear is that so many states, and they are most of the time blue states, have mismanaged their money to the point that they're going to be not putting it into the programs that need it and instead taking care of stuff that existed before coronavirus broke out.
But the interesting thing yesterday in Cuomo's briefing, which is something that I did not know, he went through the top five states that generate the most money that gives to the federal government. It's New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, right. California, and then the top five that take... The top five that take the most, Mitch McConnell's Kentucky is right there at number two or three. So it's this whole bailout word that Mitch McConnell has started, it's a BS blue state bailout.
See, here we are talking about politics. The politics
because that's all that's left. Mitch McConnell made it political. He started this.
The clip of the day, the new normal in air travel, if you're following us or you're not hearing some of these things, you'd like to have a little fun or learn some things. For example, the clip that's posted now at djvshow.com is a focus on air travel, which is down 95%. The changes the airlines are making, is it the new normal? Listen to all of us talk about that and other things at djvshow.com, or you can follow us on social media, facebook.com/djvshow, or hear the program in its entirety any time of the day it's on. That is, today's program will be on for 24 hours at djvshow.com.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with, so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Anytime, any place.
anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This. Oh, it hurts.
It hurts.
The flaming lips, what is this? Where did we find this?
Flaming lips. Everybody loves the flaming lips.
I never heard of them before, and I don't like what I'm hearing right now, I'll tell you that. They offer their own unique spin on George Jones' signature song, He Stopped Loving Her Today. A new film called Arkansas, the dark comedy tale about drug trafficking in the South.
Yeah, I take a hard pass on this.
What is this? Vince Vaughn, Liam Hemsworth, Clark Duke, and streaming now on Apple, Amazon, on-demand platforms, Blu-ray, and the movie is? Or this
yeah,
song?
The movie. No, the movie, Arkansas.
So it went right straight to DVD?
It's everywhere. It's how movies are getting released now. It's Apple, Amazon, on-demand. It's everywhere, all at once.
It's terrible. Come on, Victoria.
The movie?
No, this song. It's terrible. You crank it up, Phil, will you, for a second?
Well, this is George Jones, right?
I like George Jones. As the years went slowly
by. Look, it doesn't sound that different from the original. It's not a great song. So.
No, that's
I mean,
George,
this is the guy
George Jones' version of this song is great.
Yeah, this is
this is terrible. Oh,
this
my God.
This is like Cat in Heat. Sort of meow, a low growl.
Meow, 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 meow. Vivica A. Fox and John Malkovich are also in this movie with Vince Vaughn and Liam Hemsworth. So it's an interesting movie. But this song, good God, it's got to go. I could sing better. You want me to sing this song?
You know what? You actually could. You could do a better job. I'm going to go on the record.
Victoria is quick to answer that. Now!
No.
Now!
I'm on your team on this one. No more singing.
Now.
No. Seven, don't let me down. I think you could take it.
Okay.
You'll be the flaming farmers. It'll be a whole different look.
Next! Singer-songwriter Laurie McKenna. Thank heavens it's coming back on July 24th. Could be soon enough. The Balladeer. Follow-up to her Americana Award-nominated album, The Tree. Her first single off the Balladeer is When You're My Age. I'm going to guess that's what we're going to hear right now. Still be full of questions. This is much better than the last one. But I wish I had the answers to right now. This is a pre-Mother's Day love letter to her Lori McKenna's five children as they look forward or look to the future. This song takes on more special significance for McKenna, mother of a high school senior, as When You Are My Age will be included in free online virtual commencement programs through the spring and the summer. So let's listen to some of the lyric line. Hold on to your life. Ladies,
I like it.
You do.
It's okay. It's a sweet ballad. Yeah, it kind of has like a Loretta Lynn kind of vibe to it.
A company called Jostens that provides class rings and other graduated related products designed the programs to help high schools and colleges celebrate the class of 2020. The ceremony is pretty much a result. Is there? I don't know of any graduation happening anywhere. You?
I don't think so. No.
Not many. No.
The bulk of the new tunes on this Balladeer album, written solo by Lori McKenna. There are three tracks co-written with Hillary Lindsay and Liz Rose, with whom she also co-wrote Little Big Town's hit song, Girl Crush. We got that. Can we have a piece
similar
of that?
Similar vibe, here? Yeah.
Is that... All right, well, I hadn't thought, but I guess I'll keep it to myself. So there it is. How about a pretty exciting musical segment in this hour of the DJB program, huh? 29 past the hour.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's now backing away from his push to close down the coronavirus task force. It's already been meeting less frequently than before, and the president acknowledges his administration's suggestion on Tuesday that the task force may be closed down by the end of the month didn't go over well. He suggested the new direction of the task force will shift toward helping to reboot the economy and develop a vaccine.
I had no idea how popular the task force is.
The changing decisions shows how the administration is struggling with competing priorities, trying to lower the death toll and also the economic suffering. The former CDC director, Thomas Frieden, told a House panel that the virus fight is just starting.
It will be, tragically, at least 100,000 deaths from COVID by the end of this month.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A coronavirus can give you the common cold, but not all coronaviruses cause mild disease. SARS was first detected in November 2002, and it bears many similarities to the current pandemic of COVID-19. If you got SARS, there was a much greater chance of you dying. Yet, from 2002 to 2014, only 774 people died. In 2012, there was another outbreak involving the coronavirus MERS. There are a few cases of MERS every year, but the outbreaks are very small and well contained. So people ask, why did SARS or MERS not result in pandemics? First off, MERS is not very contagious, but SARS and COVID-19 are very contagious. The difference is, the symptoms of SARS were more severe, so it's much easier to identify and isolate patients. The problem with COVID-19 is some people may not show any symptoms at all, but can still infect other people. Because it can spread undetected, the number of people it will infect and the number that will die will be much higher than any coronavirus we've ever encountered. Now, researchers are saying a mutation in the virus is making things more difficult. The new dominant strain of the original virus is more contagious. They say it might slow or reverse reopening plans, and it may leave any emerging vaccines inadequate. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program, the inside story as to what's going on. You really think something could go wrong in the world and we didn't talk about it? No, we've got it. Got you covered on both ends. Matter of fact, those of you who like to listen to the program, you don't hear it all. Our clip of the day every day is a significant portion of the program that we all want you to be aware of. For example, today, the clip of the... We actually... could have two clips of the day today, Phil. We could have the discussion of the lesbian love song that we heard a little while ago. And we could combine that with the discussion of my putting tomato sauce on fish.
That's not what interesting. That's
it's just not
gross.
Interesting?
No.
Oh, really? What about the lesbian?
Feels really strongly you, about tomato sauce.
In the really? Yeah, I mean, well, mixing stir-fry vegetables with fish and then tomato sauce, it just that's gross.
It makes for an interesting story, though.
Not
there's a
really.
Lot more. Well, I could put chocolate on it, maybe. What do you think? I love chocolate. Chocolate on it.
Actually, just because you like things doesn't mean they should all be consumed together.
Well, they were in my stomach together because once I finished having the stir fry with the tomato sauce on the fish, then I had a couple of pieces of chocolate for sort of dessert. So it was all in my stomach at the same time. Yeah, just because you don't cook it together doesn't mean it's not all going to end up there, right? I mean, think about the things that you have for dinner, and then you have a dessert that has nothing to do with the dinner. So all your stomach doesn't discern. Well, we have a compartment for chocolate, we got a compartment for fish, got another compartment for veggies. Now it's all
literally
in there together.
You have the palate of an 8-year-old child then, if you want to mix all of that together. It's not about what's in your stomach. It's about your palate.
Mixing. You should have seen the stuff you used to feed the cows when we were mixing a lot of stuff up on the farm to feed them. It was great. Brewer's grain, silage, baleage, hay, corn, all that good stuff. Yum. Okay, I guess we don't have to talk about that anymore, though, but you may look forward to hearing that on the clip of the day at djvshow.com. Meanwhile, Victoria, what do you have that's trending that you would like to discuss rather than tomato sauce on fish?
Yeah, trending in the state of New York, the you know how they've canceled the Democratic presidential primary.
Right.
Well, a judge actually says that it needs to take place as planned. And the Democrats on the State Board of Elections last week voted to remove all the presidential candidates who had suspended their campaigns, basically just leaving Joe Biden on the ballot. And then they canceled the presidential primary instead of doing mail-in ballots.
That,
that was the Board of Elections. The Board of Elections.
They have the authority to do that? Apparently
they do. Well, they thought they did. Governor Cuomo had issued an executive order in March to move the primary, which a lot of states did, and so he moved it from the end of April to June 23rd, but he had no say he had no say in canceling it. And a lot of people were unhappy. A lot of people who are Bernie supporters especially were very unhappy. Andrew Yang, who was a former candidate, he's now a contributor on CNN. He said that he thought this was totally the wrong thing to do, and he said that he had hoped that the Board of Elections takes this new ruling and has a newfound appreciation, yeah, you know, in safeguarding our democracy. So it's, I don't know.
It just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right mm-mm. to just say no. Now, that doesn't mean I think it's going to change the outcome, but certainly you have to let people play. And aren't there things
right
on the ballot aside from just voting for the presidential candidate?
Usually there are.
Yeah.
In our state, there's a bunch of resolutions and things, the local and statewide stuff.
I don't think during a primary, because there's a separate election in New York that had like local stuff on it, and that's moving forward. So I don't know why they just didn't switch to mail-in ballots, or at least give people that option. Now maybe I guess that's what they're gonna have to do. So and there were rumors of Bernie Sanders bringing, yeah, even though he had already suspended his campaign, he endorsed Joe Biden, and then there were rumors that he wanted to get back in. I don't know if that's true or not, but if he wanted to put himself on the ballot, I guess he could do it now. So, but yeah, I totally agree with Jen. It just felt very wrong and undemocratic. It felt very Putin-esque.
Ah, some other business news to cogitate. Walgreens is returning most of their stores to standard operating hours. I didn't say Walmart, I said Walgreens. Although, isn't Walmart back on a sort of full schedule, too? Don't remember that from earlier in the week.
I don't think Costco ever shut down, actually. Yeah, okay. I think Costco's gone back to their extended hours. They mm-hmm. were closing at 6:30 at night. Now they're back to the regular hours, whatever they are. And then I think Walmart stayed with their normal hours.
Why would California locations wait to expand until May 18th, Jennifer? Any idea? Why would
that's
they not?
When it's the same as
the
New
shutdown
York
order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like in New York, it ends on May 15th, unless something happens with the curve, you know, the spike in cases, and then
ours is May 15th. You're going to see a huge spike. When everybody gets back together and goes to wherever they want to go, even if it was social distancing, there's going to be a huge spike in this again.
I don't know how other states are handling it, but California came out and made a bunch of nonsense news that they're in phase two of reopening. All that means is curbside pickup at retail locations.
Lovely.
So,
well, that's good, though, Doug. That means stores can open. And
yeah,
you can buy stuff and then go and
sort
it up curbside.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a moment. Well, don't hold your breath, really, for the next few minutes. But we're going to learn the story of another wonderful fund to help people out right after this.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
24 at the hour now in the DJV program. I'm happy to bring you Laura Banks, who is the registered, well, yeah, she is kind of registered. She's our the official mind of astrology on the program that I do every week that helps to expand your mind, hopefully give you different ideas about life. It's called Your Hidden Power. You can find it at yourhiddenpowershow.com. But she has lots of energy. She has a great mind, in addition to being a great astrologer. You said you were reading a book called Boundless that is about your brain and your body. What is there in there that might connect to somebody who's an astrologer, or is this just something that will help your mind no matter what you're focused on?
Well, thank you for that glowing introduction, Doug. It's wonderful to be here. I mean, Boundless has really blown my mind. I really got a distinction talking with you yesterday about how we all have to go inside. And if we don't, it's going to be a mess. We have work to do on ourselves, specifically in the realm of understanding our bodies, because we're adopting this virus because our bodies are in trouble. Most of us aren't taking care of our bodies. So the deal is, it's 2020, and there's all these extraordinary mind sciences out there, extraordinary mind sciences and opportunities that Ben Greenfield goes into in Boundless. For example, the number one thing I remember Dr. Pressman teaching me for many years, my old buddy, from Radio Days. Cortisol. Cortisol is this really obvious thing that courses through your body at night, and unless you control it, it peaks at odd hours and completely screws up your cycles of sleep, and you cannot be healthy. Sleep is the number one thing. And we're all so stressed that the sleep thing is awful. So
at this moment, everybody's cycle is off, yeah.
Just awful. And so this guy's got 8 proven methods to banish stress and kiss high cortisol goodbye. You got to control that cortisol, and that can be done through supplementation. This whole biohacking that's going on right now in the world, I didn't even know the term existed. But
I've never heard it before. You ladies ever heard that term before, biohacking?
Yeah, it's certain things you can do. It's like a life hack, but it's for your body, for biohacking.
Oh,
I need some hacking.
Really?
He's been hacking just a minute ago. He had a frog in his throat. But there's these lights you could put on your eyes, and there's frequencies to the brain, and Greenfield listens to these very specific sleepcycles.com you can go get for free if you go to his boundless.com website and get these systems to listen to as you're falling asleep. This guy has got every technology coursing through his body, neurotechnologies, biofeedback. He takes himself to clinics and checks in for a week and comes out completely restructured. He's like ripped physically.
If I could take that for a week, I wouldn't mind doing it for an hour or two at a time, but doing it, so I want to couple that, Laura, with your predictions as an astrologer. You said on the air here and in other circumstances a number of times since this all started early in the year that we were under the influence of certain stars. And whether you buy astrology or don't, there is, in my mind, unquestionable connections between what goes on and what astrologers, good ones, assign as activity to movements of the stars. So you and I were talking, that's why I wanted you to come on, to explain how in the stars you could have predicted that this sort of thing with the coronavirus is going to happen, because many great astrologers said this is going to be a year of complete upheaval because Saturn and Pluto or whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But take us through the year and have us understand so people are prepared to know what it will be like in 4 months, 6 months, up to the end of the year.
Sure, Doug. And I'll preface it by saying you don't have to believe in astrology, but you have to understand giant planets are moving through the sky to the exact millisecond of a moment. And look at what the moon does in a full cycle and a full moon, which is on the 7th. We have a flower moon coming up. Lunacy. The hospitals are full. I'm sorry, that's just the moon, okay? Then you've got Jupiter and Mars and so. Just given that, okay, let's just go with these planets that are touching us out there. Yes, this is all seen with the way Jupiter conjuncted into Saturn and Pluto and just gave this rise of, guess what?
So you got a minute to tell us what's going to happen.
What's going to happen is May 11th to September 24th, Saturn is going to go retrograde. So when a planet goes retrograde, there's a bigger, harder hit of that planet. Saturn is the teacher. It's the disciplinarian. It's the one that says you got to go work. You got to go work hard to make it happen.
So in this case, we're going to have more coronavirus.
So we're going to have more fear, more isolation, more... Forget, the virus is going to be everywhere. It's not out there anymore. If you're looking out there for the answers, you're going to be miserable. It's inside. It's an inside job. You're by yourself. You're with your spouse. You're with your dog. Have you neglected your dog? Have you neglected your spouse? Do you hate your kids? Whatever's going on internally for yourself, have you neglected your body? This is a transit. This is through... You just have to work on yourself.
All right. Where does it go to the end of the year? About a few seconds here.
Well, we'll go to the end of the year is by Christmas we're out of it in a very good way. Christmas Eve, oddly enough, is a big transition time, and by the January 13th of 2021, we're pretty much out of it.
All right, there's the good news. Thanks, Laura Banks, astrologer here on the DJV Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with two people who have another great story to tell. We're very concerned with our health. We've been talking a lot about the people who have health issues and what that means if you're exposed to coronavirus. People with diabetes are very susceptible, it seems to me, for lots of different reasons. So the story will be told in by two different people who are with us now. Andy Vicari is the senior director and brand leader in the insulin department at Eli Lilly and Company. And Dr. Ann Peters is here, who is on the Science Advisory Committee for Beyond Type 1, which I'm going to start with you, Dr. Peters. I'm guessing type 1 diabetes is the reference. Am I correct?
Well, all the people with diabetes, type 1 and type 2, but yes, it's called Beyond Type 1.
And so what are we finding now in terms of connection? I have a product that I talk about that aims to have people think about why so many folks who are overweight, who are challenged because of the things that being overweight does to your body. So what are we talking about in terms of numbers here, the people that can be helped or need to be aware of how much more susceptible they are to COVID-19 than the average person?
Number-wise, there's about 35 million people in the United States with diabetes, and those who have diabetes who get sick with COVID-19 end up doing worse. And so diabetes is a risk factor for poor outcomes. But we also know that better controlled diabetes is better for you, and you do better, so that's why we're here, is to encourage patients to do better in terms of treating their diabetes.
All right, so how do they do that? Both you and Mr. Vicari, I think, can probably weigh in on that. How do we answer the call that you just created there, Dr. Peters?
First of all, I want people not to despair and know that they have the ability to control their diabetes if they take their medications, if they test their blood sugars, if they eat in a good way, and if they exercise. So healthy, good habits that they always knew about are things they should be doing even more so now, so they stay healthier.
All right. Dr. Vaccari, what is Eli Lilly doing to try to help the availability of insulin to people? Because I think there are shortages. Are there not of insulin?
So we've had no shortages of Lilly insulin, whether it was pre-COVID-19 or during this pandemic. We've seen certainly a significant increase in the amount of orders from wholesalers and things like that. We see that as a good sign in that people are following the advice of people like Dr. Peters and either getting an extra prescription on hand, perhaps, or moving to a 90-day supply. So we've had no challenges with Lilly insulin and don't anticipate any from a supply.
My mistake there. I think I had read a story and it wasn't Lilly. That's the idea. We have so many shortages of so many things. The good thing is we don't have a shortage of Lilly insulin. So who is it that's using this, Mr. Vaccari? Who are the people that qualify? Because there are different prices depending on what you can afford to pay, right?
Sure. So we have the best option for individuals that are having challenges affording their insulin, or if they're just looking for a better deal, is to call our Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and that's 1-833-808-1234, and that's staffed by very warm healthcare professionals Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the reason, Doug, that we direct people there is everybody's need is individual. And so whether they are someone that has lost a job and has no insurance, or mm-hmm. they're gainfully employed and have commercial insurance, or they're on some form of government assistance, whether that be Medicare or Medicaid, we have an option for them. And the latest one we've introduced is the Lilly Insulin Value Program.
All right. So if I send or suggest to people that if they go online to insulinaffordability.com, is that as good a connection, or do you want to repeat that phone number again?
That's certainly an option. We always encourage people to go to the 800 number, so 1-833-808-1234, again, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the major reason is to be able to get their individual needs met, and there's
right.
options. While they're all available on the website, it's much more of a personal touch, and they can get them their individual needs met.
Dr. Peters, from your standpoint as a clinical doctor at UCLA, at the University of Southern California, give us a few seconds on the social interaction that may or may not be appropriate for people who have got diabetes.
I say follow the routine guidelines and stay 6 feet apart and wear masks when necessary and avoid getting COVID-19, but don't avoid people, just stay distant from them.
Right. Okay, got it. Good advice, good information. InsulinAffordability.com is one place to go to get that information. Our thanks to Andy Vaccari, Senior Director and Brand Leader for Insulin at Eli Lilly and Company, and Dr. Ann Peters from the Science Advisory Committee. This is the DJV Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.